Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. The foolish took no extra oil in their flasks. They had oil in their lamps, but when that was used up, they were out of fuel. Now listen, the oil represents the Holy Spirit of God. And the Holy Spirit is given to us through the outward manifest word, through the word, and through the sacraments of baptism and Holy Communion. These are what we call the means of grace. They are the instruments by which God delivers Himself and His benefits to us. So what is the problem here? Well, the fire inside the lamp is faith. And the lamp itself are all the outward practices of the faith. Like coming to church and participating in the life of a congregation. That's the lamp. Faith is what burns brightly in the lamp. And that faith can only burn brightly, can only burn at all, if there is oil in the lamp. That is, if through the Word of God, the Holy Ghost is given to us, who creates faith and nurtures faith and sustains faith. So the story here of the 10 virgins is the story of 5 foolish virgins who made no provision for the sustenance of their faith. That is, they did not live in a true and godly spiritual life, but they rather fell into carnal security. Now notice in the text here, there are 2 situations that arise. Number 1, the bridegroom tarries. That means that the Lord is taking His time and is delaying the coming of the kingdom of glory. All right? We need to remember that. You know, in last week's epistle lesson, St. Peter warns against those scoffers who said, "Wait a minute, where is the promise of His coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, everything continues like it has from the foundation of the world." And Peter says, this they are willingly ignorant of. And he talks about the relationship between the flood of Noah and the last days. And he said, the Lord is not slack, but He is patient. He is long-suffering toward us. So the first situation that tries our faith is that we come to faith in the Lord Jesus, and then nothing seems to happen. Everything seems to continue as it always has in our life in this world. And we are tempted to think that maybe, you know, we ought to be a little casual about this second coming stuff. The other situation that arises is that while the bridegroom tarries, they all slumber and sleep. Even the wise, who have plenty of reserves of oil in their lamps, even they slumber and sleep. What does this mean? It means that all of us, no matter how wise we become, no matter how mature in the faith we become, every one of us is liable to fall. is liable to our weaknesses. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, says the Lord Jesus to his disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane. And it is no less true for us than it was for them. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And so they all slumbered and slept. And then in the midst of their sleeping, the midnight cry is made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. And that, of course, is the cry of the second coming of Christ, when the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. So at midnight the cry is made. All of the virgins, the Christians, all of them wake up and begin to trim their lamps. And now the problem arises. The foolish say, "Hey, give us some of your oil because our lamps have gone out." And the wise say, "Oh no, if we do that, we won't have enough and our lamps will go out too. Go to the store and buy yourself some oil." So the foolish virgins, not ready for the coming of the bridegroom, scurry off to the store to buy some oil. And while they're gone, the bridegroom comes, and those who were ready are brought into the banqueting hall, and the door is shut. All right? And then later, the foolish come and say, "Lord, open to us, open to us. We're just like them. We just had to go buy more oil." And the Lord says, "I know you not. I do not know you." Now, what is it that has happened here? Well, what has happened here is that people who at one time had a living, saving faith in Christ somehow managed to lose it. This is the story of someone who had it all and lost it all. Now, how do you do that? Well, first of all, when carnal security creeps into your heart. Carnal security is when you really begin to get casual about your religion. You know, you begin to develop that idea that I don't have to really bother too much with the Ten Commandments. I don't really have to be that persnickety about getting to church. I don't have to read the Bible. After all, the pastor says enough on a Sunday morning to take me through an entire week. So therefore, I don't need to read the Bible. I don't need to pray. A casualness about religion takes over in a person's heart, and a person begins to forget the sinner that they are, and they begin to think of themselves as being okay with God. They are backsliding and falling into unbelief and damnation, but they are anesthetized by carnal security and they don't even know it. Like putting a frog in a pot of warm water. The frog thinks it's very comfortable, and while the water gets warmer and warmer, the frog doesn't know what's up until he is dinner. And so it is with backsliding. So it is with carnal security. Everything kind of on the outside looks the same. We still got our lamps. We're still out there waiting for the bridegroom to come. We look just like the other virgins, right? But, you know, and we may even still be going to church once in a while. But there's something missing. We have allowed the Holy Spirit of God to be grieved and to be quenched and to be neglected in our hearts. And so our genuine saving faith has been replaced by a kind of a false counterfeit faith. And we don't even know it. We think all is well, but in fact, all is not well with our soul. So at the end of our lesson today, Jesus says, "Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Remember, the Lord is tarrying in his patience." He is tarrying. It's not all going to be fulfilled at once. And secondly, you are liable to slumber and sleep. Therefore, because of the circumstances we find ourselves in, and because of our own inherent weakness of the flesh, we need to be cautious that we do not fall into carnal security. We need to be cautious that we, as we talked about in our Bible study this morning, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. The idea is that we are to use the word of God and the sacraments with a godly faith, so that we are ever drawing upon the gift that the Holy Spirit is giving to us in these things, and that our faith remains a living, burning faith, and not just the echo of something that once was there. Now, the wise here, they are those who had a true and saving faith, and they are those who made regular and rightful use of the word and sacraments so that their faith was continuously edified and built up, and the Lord Jesus kept that ember of faith aglow in their hearts so that when the bridegroom came, their lamps are still burning and they are welcomed into the joy of the heavenly wedding feast. Right? Now, what is the good news of this passage? And we've talked about the warnings. This passage is largely a warning. All right? It is largely a warning against laxity of faith and godliness and devotion. Right? What is the good news? The good news is that those who believe in Christ and make use of the word and sacraments may be confident that they will continue in the faith no matter how long the wait is. They will continue in the faith because the bridegroom, who is coming as a victorious judge, is also the bridegroom who has fully purchased our salvation and who is present among us through his word and sacraments to give himself to us, to impart his gifts to us, to keep us in the true faith and grant us his Holy Spirit. So as we come with repentant, believing hearts to the Lord's table, and as we come to the word of God with repentant and believing hearts, we are sure that the Holy Spirit is there given, and we therefore are kept and strengthened and enlightened and gathered together, so that when the Lord comes, when the midnight cry is heard, we may stand up, trim our lamps, and have our lights burning brightly to welcome the Lord who comes, not only in his victory, but in ours as well. Amen.